In Duckville Town lives Edith Mudd.
I go round here doing good.
With her gramp so old and grey, we've adventures every day. They have help from Pilar Dog.
I like sleeping like a log.
They've a hero with a squirm.
Yes, that's me, I'm Arthur Worm.
Family Mud.
And Arthur too.
Join us all here in Duckpool.
Oof.
I love bonfire nights, and so does my gramps. Pilar the dog's not so sure about the bangs.
Listen to this, Edith. There's a firework display at Duckpool Park tonight.
I'd like to see that. Can we go to the firework display?
Cool, Edith. The organisers of the firework display say that they have got a world record-breaking rocket that will go into space and probably land on the moon.
Yeah, pull the other paw.
Arthur Worm wriggled out from under the tea cosy.
Oh, the moon! My dream! I've always wanted to go to the moon, Edith. I've even got the space suit and the helmet. The first worm in space to boldly go where no worm has boldly gone before. Boldly.
Arthur, you can't go to the moon. I'd miss you.
Oh, and I'd miss you too, Edith. But sometimes a worm's gonna do what a worm's gonna do.
If that is your dream, then you will go to the moon tonight.
We've got a plan.
Let's take it away.
It's a brilliant plan.
And we'll save the day.
Again.
We walked to the park in time for the lighting of the bonfire. Pilar wanted to come when he heard there were going to be hot dogs.
Oh, yum. Ooh, my favourite. And ice cream and popcorn and...
Everyone was watching the bonfire and didn't notice me saying goodbye to Arthur Worm. Are you comfy in your spacesuit?
Yes, thanks, Edith.
Have you got your mobile phone?
It's in my pocket. I'll phone you when I get to the moon. Wave to me, Edith.
I will. Helmet on. Good luck, Arthur. Arthur Worm wriggled off to find a record-breaking rocket. We stood behind the barrier so we were well away from the bonfire and the fireworks. I held on to Gramps' hand to keep him safe.
Are you ready? I can't hear you. Are you ready?
Yay!
The rocket will be launched at exactly 7 o'clock. Stand back, everyone. Keep well back.
Hooray!
Are you ready for the countdown?
Yay!
10, 9, 8.
Bye-bye, worm. Gone but not forgotten.
4, 3, 2, 1.
I watched the rocket disappear into the night sky. A great moment for a worm. We trudged home in a sad mood.
I'm not sad. It's going to be much quieter without Wonder Worm.
Edith, I don't think that was a moon rocket. I was talking to the mayor and he said it was just a joke to get people to the bonfire. So, I don't think it's gone to the moon.
If it hasn't gone to the moon, then where's Arthur? Fireworks are ever so dangerous. I hope he's not hurt.
What and where and how and why?
These are questions we ask every day.
Who and where? win. We'll sort it out.
It's the mud zoo. Save the day.
Back home in the kitchen, it felt very lonely.
I'm not lonely.
Hello?
Arthur to Beast.
Where are you?
Oh, not sure. Not circled Earth. Going towards Dark Planet.
It must be the moon. The dark side.
Hooray! Oh, he's gone to the moon. To boldly go on a one-way trip for a worm. Ooh, how bold.
Coming into land. Moon coming closer. And closer. And closer. And...
Arthur, are you all right?
Arthur to base. Landed safely in soft surface.
Moon dust, I expect.
Oh, lost helmet. Can breathe. I'm stepping on surface of moon. One small wiggle for a worm.
Come on, let's go outside and look at the moon. We can wave.
You wave, I'll wag.
I don't think we'll see anything, Edith.
Arthur, what can you see?
Bright light. Three aliens.
It can't be the moon. There's no aliens on the moon.
Oh, aliens coming towards me. Two walking on two legs. An ugly one with four legs. Oh, horrible. The ugly ones. Barking.
What's that, Pyla? Stuck in the sandpit. It's a rocket.
The aliens are speaking.
I ran over to the sandpit and saw Arthur Worm holding his mobile phone. Arthur, you're safe.
What? Where am I?
You're back home.
We've done it.
Again.
We've done it.
Again.
It's sorted.
Again.
Till tomorrow.
Hopeless. Call yourself an astronaut.
Didn't get to the moon then, Arthur.
Can I point out that I did take off on a rocket and I did make it home safely and next time I will get to the moon and I'll meet the man in the moon and I'll bring back some moon cheese.
Yum, oh, cheese. I look forward to that.
You've heard a tale from Family Mud.
It all worked out, we knew it would.
Come again another day and see what fun is on its way.
Family Mud.
And Arthur too.